My name is Candace DeBoer, and I'm the founder and organizer of the Period Project 49423.
Candace, you and I have talked before on the podcast about the Period Project, but for folks who missed that or have never heard of it, what is the Period Project?
It's a grassroots effort to provide free period products to all students in the Holland Public Schools district, and it's an effort to kind of combat period inequity. The ultimate goal would be for the state of Michigan to pass legislation to require funding to all public buildings, public schools, to provide these period products for free to students, but that's pretty far off right now. There's legislation in the works for that right now. But ultimately, at this point, in the small little area that we're in, the goal is to make sure that any student within the Holland Public Schools, any building, if they need period products, they can access them for free, consistently.
And really, more than just providing the product, the Period Project is also about normalizing the idea that nearly half of the population experiences a period.
There's a lot of stigma around it. There's a lot of shame. There's a lot of embarrassment about periods. And by having period products out in the open, in classrooms, having signs on teachers' walls saying, I'm a proud partner, asking for period supplies, I think it's become just a little bit more normalized. One of the biggest things, I've talked with friends who have just boys in the district, and I've said one of the biggest things that you can do is also share this information with your boys. They have girls that they're friends with. They have girlfriends. They have girl classmates, right? How can you be an ally and help them access the products that they need?
So for a student at Holland Public Schools, what does the Period Project look like?
What it looks like is student, right, they need something. There's going to be a sign in a classroom. I'm talking middle school and high school at this point. There's a sign in each classroom of a teacher who is providing products. I've seen it set up multiple different ways in different classrooms, where the products are set up near the bathroom pass, just out in the open. Mr. McCassell in the middle school is kind of like king of this. He has the best stocked drawer in that building, right? He's always on it. If he needs something, he's requesting it. And he makes sure that he starts every school year telling all of his students, this is the drawer, help yourself, take what you need, don't even tell me you need it, get up, grab it, and go. So he has set up a really good model, and I love that model. Mm-hmm. But at this point, you know, students still do have to kind of get past that stigma, that shame to even get up and ask, right? And to grab it in front of an entire classroom of, you know, 30 of your peers, that's a lot of stress. So it looks different in every classroom, but basically we'd like a student who needs something to be able to go to their teacher and know where their teacher has these products for them. Take what they need. We always say that, take what you need. One is usually not enough. Take what you need and... Yeah, that's that.
Candace, a few weeks ago, you were at the Board of Education meeting and giving an update about the Period Project. How's it going?
So this year, 2024-2025, has been our highest need year. We have provided over 5,000 period products. Most of the need comes from the middle school and comes from the high school, but we are actually getting requests from elementary school buildings as well. That's not new. That's not a surprise. Over the course of the last 4.5 years of the project, we have provided products to every single building in the district. But what is new is probably the demand for more.
So the Period Project supported largely by donations. How can folks get involved?
Instagram has been our platform. We get all of our donations via Instagram shout outs. If I need something, if we're running low some area, if we have special requests, we had one very special request this school year for products that we don't provide. They're not really in our budget. But this student had extenuating circumstances, and I put a call out on our Instagram page, and we were able to supply the student with about $250 worth of period underwear in 2 days. So Our people are on Instagram, and I will keep people updated all the time on what our inventory looks like. In the process of making a webpage, though, because I know not everybody is on Instagram, that will be the periodproject49423.com when it's up and running. We utilize specific products that can be found on Amazon. We have a wish list. People can click that wish list, see what we're looking for. I keep it updated all the time because I don't take for granted what people are willing to donate to us. No, it's always updated. It's always accurate. They can ship it directly to me. I put it into our inventory, and then I get it directly to where it needs to go. The Amazon wish list is important, and I would like to share this because it's really important that our students can count on consistency. Quality is huge as well. We want that trust, and I've found that we've built that trust in these last 4.5 years. So the products that we ask for are products that the students are counting on and want to use.
Candace, you're a former staff member. You're a parent of HPS students. You are a business owner in the city of Holland. You are committed to Holland Public Schools. What makes Holland Public Schools right for you and your family?
You named them all. Okay, we're Southsiders. We live on the South Side. We work on the South Side. Our business supports this school. Our kids go here. Just the gratefulness for the flexibility and the empathy and the understanding that this district has provided to not only me, but my children. I just can't imagine throwing that support anywhere else besides Holland Public Schools.
Candace, thank you so much for everything you do for Holland Public Schools.
Thank you.
I'm going to link the Period Project Amazon wish list and the Instagram page on our website at hollandpublicschools.org.